Welcome to Hub Headlines. Today's program features the best commentary and analysis published in the Hub for March 29th. Up first is Ray Pennings, writing on why the Holy Week matters for secularists.
It's Holy Week. For centuries, Christians have recalled the historical events surrounding the death and resurrection of Jesus of Nazareth with special services, liturgies, and various other rituals. In most Western countries, the day is a statutory holiday. Contemporary Canada confines religion, to the extent it exists, to the private and personal, minimizing any public consequences of religion. However, seeing the big picture about religious faith in Canada can take away some of the strangeness of religion and is a necessary part of understanding our neighbors better. This is needed to navigate the deep disagreements that mark our polarized times. More sacred stuff still happens than most realize, as this week's Angus Reid Institute survey in partnership with Cardis reminds us. 6 in 10 Canadians believe in life after death, a figure that has held steady at least since the 1960s. And speaking of Easter, 36% of Canadians agree that the resurrection of Jesus Christ is a historical event that actually occurred in the first century, while previous surveys have confirmed that 61% of Canadians still agree that God or a higher being exists. True, Canadians' group religious participation is trending downward, but that doesn't stop 1 in 5 Canadians from praying daily. In fact, only 32% say they never pray. Logically, God must be real enough to around 70% of us that we at least try to talk to him. Religious activities, including prayer, can seem weird and quaint if we define reality only by our 5 senses. Yet most of us don't really limit ourselves that way. It's pretty clear there are religious muscles in most of our bodies, even if we're somewhat inconsistent in exercising them and not that comfortable talking about them. For Christians, which is the religion box 2 out of 3 Canadians tick in the census, Good Friday is the day marking the first century crucifixion of Jesus of Nazareth.
Hi, Hub Podcast listener. Fun fact to share with you. Well, not really. Thanks to growing government intervention into the news media, the next federal election will be covered mostly by journalists whose salaries will be majority funded by one form of public subsidy or another. Yes, you heard me right. Here at the Hub, we think this is bad for journalism and bad for news and information consumers like you. And this is why the Hub will not be availing itself of these government subsidies. But producing high-quality independent news and analysis is expensive and time-consuming. And this is why we are asking you now to become a Hub subscriber for as little as 25 cents a day. Get all kinds of great benefits, including subscriber-only analysis of the economy and politics, podcast content, and so much more, all with the knowledge that your support makes our independent journalism possible. Sign up now at thehub.ca.
It would seem strange to label this good, except that Christians believe Jesus was no ordinary man, but in fact God himself taking on human nature. The ultimate evidence of this God-man is that, although Jesus was crucified and buried on that Friday roughly 2,000 years ago, the following Sunday morning the tomb in which he was buried was found empty, and his disciples saw him alive. Christianity holds that Jesus' resurrection made eternal life with God possible for humanity. For many, such religious expressions feel like out-of-place theological chatter. Relatively few can explain the core faith understandings of their neighbors, Christian or otherwise. Sadly, religion has been reduced to an identity or cultural background that we often see negatively. Some of that is surely a factor in the frequent vandalism and destruction of Canadian mosques, synagogues, and churches. Even so, the House of Commons could not bring itself to condemn arson attacks at more than 80 Christian churches in the last year. Meanwhile, there are 5% of Canadians who identify as Muslim, 2.3% Hindu, and 2.1% Sikh, and 1.4% Jewish who report similar experiences. All faiths are seeing increased hostility. Part of that hostility comes from not taking the time to gain even an elementary understanding of what our neighbors believe. Yet religious belief has personal implications. If the majority who believe in an afterlife are correct, the consequences are significant. But it also has public consequences. Religion provides us with a framework and categories for dealing with the realities of good and evil, justice and virtue, forgiveness and trust. Ultimately, the core religious questions help us answer what it means to be human. Our answers to this question matter for how we live and die as individuals, as well as how we live together in society. The legacy of religious holidays and the opportunity it provides for an increased religious literacy is part of the process by which we can obtain a shared public vocabulary of some important things. You don't have to be among those who believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ to try to understand why it is that some do, what the good in Good Friday actually represents, and how concepts like justice, grace, and forgiveness gain meaning from Easter. These may be increasingly secular and polarized times, but that doesn't eliminate the need to deal with foundational questions and concepts as we live alongside each other. Insofar as these days help us maintain a literacy and shared vocabulary about ultimate questions, they have value well beyond a paid day off.
That was a commentary by Ray Pennings. He is the executive vice president of the think tank Cardis and writes the Cardis Insights weekly newsletter. That's it for today's edition of Hub Headlines. We hope you enjoyed the program. To receive all our best commentary and analysis each morning by email, subscribe to The Hub for as little as 25 cents a day. You can do that right now at thehub.ca. Hub Headlines is produced by Alicia Rao. Thanks for listening.